This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is vowing to avenge the deadly attacks in Afghanistan that killed at least 13 U.S. troops and dozens of Afghan civilians. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden calls it a terrorist attack by the group ISIS-K.
We'll not let them stop our mission. We will continue the evacuation.
Saying even after U.S. troops leave at the end of the month, there will still be evacuations for Americans. He says there's no evidence at this time that shows the Taliban was involved and that these bombings will be avenged.
We will respond with force and precision at our time.
Biden is lamenting the deaths of the Afghan civilians and U.S. forces killed in apparent suicide bombings.
May God bless you all, and may God protect his troops and all those standing watch for America.
Critics have blamed Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An offshoot of the Islamic State group was behind the deadly suicide attacks in Kabul, but who exactly is ISIS-K? AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The group is known as Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K. It formed along Afghanistan's mountain border with Pakistan about 6 years ago, with several hundred disaffected Taliban fighters who regarded the Taliban leadership as too moderate. They now consider each other enemies. ISIS-K has carried out a wave of attacks targeting civilians, including a deadly assault last year on a maternity hospital in Kabul. ISIS-K has survived intensive targeting by U.S.-led forces and by Pakistan, and now represents the greatest threat to U.S. and allied forces as they withdraw from Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website,